We are learning Maseches Erevin Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amid. We just learned Machlokes Amaroyim, what the Machlokes B'Sham and Beis Hillel is. Is it Machlokes when the curtains are Megiyas Latikra, reach the ceiling, or it's more than Asara is Machlokes, or by even less than Asara is Machlokes, or by two things is Machlokes? So more than that's a Kasha from a Braisa. Meisvei, Amar Rav Yehuda Asaber. What's Rav Yehuda Asaber? Rashi says, it's called Asaber, that he says good Svaras because he's very sharp. Tosfos in the second pshat has a tzad, that's his name of a city. It was called Sabar or Savcha. So Rav Yehuda Sabar says, "Lenechku beishamai ubeisila amchitzes amegiyas latikra." Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda the Tana says, "Lenechku beishamai sila amchitzes amegiyas latikra." They're not arguing if the mechitza reaches the ceiling. Shetzrichin erev l'chol chabura chabura. There, everyone agrees it's five separate houses, and you need an erev for each chabura, each group who lives in that partition. What is the machlokes b'sham b'sila? On mechitzas she'im megiyas atikra. On mechitzas that are more than 10 tefachim, but they don't reach the tikra. It's called five separate houses because it's more than 10 tefachim. It's a big wall. B'sila imrim, it's a real mechitza. That's why b'sila imrim. No, erev echad l'kulam. It's one erev. It's one house. So now the Gemara analyzes with the four different pshatim we had on Amud Aleph. Who is this a kash on? So lemadi amar b'mechitzos hanmegiyas atikra machlokes, which was the first lashon of the amarayim before, which is the third thing we said before, but the first lashon of the second amarayim. So if they say mechitzos hanmegiyas atikra machlokes, then it's a tioftov, because here it says clearly that kuli amar moida, Yehuda Hasaber told us that when a megiyas atikra, the walls reach the ceiling, kuli amar moida, it's erev chol chabura chabura. So it's not a machlokes. So if you mandi amar that those amarayim, it's a tioftov. It's shver. We slogged them up. We refuted their pshat. But according to the man the Omar who says the machlekes is by em megiyas tekra, that's the machlekes siyato. Then it's mamash the first price like that tzad, which is the last tzad we had on Amud Aleph. Lahach lishad Omar nachme machlekes b'masipis, that the machlekes is by when it's lower than 10, but more than 10, he says the kuliyama it's an air of the chol chabura v'chabura. So then it's also shver, it's also tiyufta, because here it says that it's not megiyas tekra, but it's more than asara. That loch is that it's that case is machlokes. So it's a kasha Rav Nachman, it's a tiyufta. El hach lishton, Dom Rav Nachman, af mesipas machlokes. There was a lashon Rav Nachman, the second lashon, that he holds that Beisham Yisrael argue when it's more than asara and it's less than asara. So is this a kasha on him or not? Why? Because here it says the machlokes is by a case of more than asara. Now, what do you want to be medayik? Is halacha by less than asara? On one hand, you could say that sounds like from this price that less than asara is a kuliyama, no good. It's not. It's one. It's one place. It's not five different places because it doesn't speak it out. So lema di have a tufta. Maybe it's a kasha. On the Rav Nachman, pligi b'mechitza. They argue by mechitza asara in this price and fear huda saber. V'adim mesipas and also by less than asara. V'ha'odukam mifagi b'mechitza. That they argue by mechitza and didn't speak out mesipas. Because why you want to tell? You want to tell me the yach koyach in the Beis Hillel. You want to tell me the koyach, the power of Beis Hillel that is matir, even if it's more than asara. That's why we said machlekes over here. Freit the Gemara, Gemara asks, but if we give him a sipis, argue by less than asara to show that even Beis Shammai holds that's called five separate houses. Like the yach koyach in the Beis Shammai that even there it's five separate houses and five erivin. So the Gemara koyach that teira adif, koyach that teira adif is better. It's better to say, it's a bigger kunz to say the heter. So Beis Hillel is saying that one erev is even more than asara, that's why he said machlekes over there. So it wouldn't be a stira too, the halacha of Rav Nachman. What's halacha l'may? So Amar Rav Nachman Rav, halacha k'Rav Yehuda Asaber. We pass like Yehuda Asaber that machlekes b'sham Beis Hillel is by more than asara. It comes out that we pass the Beis Hillel, so that Beis Hillel will hold even more than asara. If it doesn't reach the tikra, it's going to be considered one house. When it reaches the tikra, then it's like five separate houses. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, this is not a deka. Our mission is meduyik Rav Yehuda Asaber. Why? The Tani Moedim is man shemeksas v'shurim v'chadarim aliyas. It says that everyone is moedim when they're chadarim, different rooms or different floors. Shetzrichin erev v'chol chabura chabura. You need an erev for every single chabura. My chadarim or my aliyas. What does it mean chadarim aliyas? Even though I'm chadarim mamish and aliyas mamish, chadarim mamish, aliyas mamish means mamish different room, mamish different floor. Pshita, that's pashut. It's a separate apartment building. Elav, what it means is, it's a yeria, it's a curtain that's ke'ein chadarim, ke'ein aliyas. Mind you, mechitza v'giyas ha'tikra. It's mechitza v'giyas ha'tikra. And there it says ma'idim. Everyone is ma'idim. Everyone's ma'idim to the five separate houses. Shema mina, like this pshat, that's what it's talking about. Rashi says what Chadar Mamash would mean, that it was there when they built it. It wasn't put in afterwards, the rooms afterwards. But upon him, what was, comes out of Fizeh, was saying that Chadar and Valiyah is actually the same type of mechitzas that we're talking about in the ratio of the Mishnah. Just here, we're talking about it reaches the Tikra. And it reaches the Tikra, reaches the ceiling, there, the Kuli Al-Maida, it's five separate houses. So Akapon, that's what's coming out. The Mechlech of Shammai still is by Mechitzas that more than Asara. More than Asara, according to Beis Shammai, it's considered five separate houses. According to Beis Hillel, no, as long as it does not reach the ceiling, it is considered one house. Tana, the Medvar Amurim, when do we say this Mechlechis? That Beis Shammai says that it's you need five separate Erevim, is only Kesham Lichim as Eruvim L'malkam Achar. Only if they are putting the Erev, they're trying to make an Erev now with the other three houses in the courtyard. This building is with three other houses in the courtyard. And they want to make an Erev, and they're putting the Erev in one of the houses. And there's Reuben Shimon Levi and the apartment building, they put it in Reuben's house. So that is where they have to get five separate Erevim. Avalim Hayeruvim Ba'atzlam, the Erev is coming to their mansion, Divrei HaKol, Erev Echel Kulam. Divrei HaKol, they don't have to all participate in the Erev. So Rashi speaks out that Al Karchach, this Tano, saying this Medav Amurim, did not learn the Machlaikis like we said before. It's not a Machlaikis and Mechitzis. Because if it's a Machlaikis and Mechitzis, so what's the difference if you're putting the Erev there? If you're five separate houses, I don't care if you put the Erev in your building, it's not your house, it's five separate houses. So he says, the Lefi this Tano, the Machlaikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is a different Machlaikis. It's, everyone agrees, really, it's consider one big house, one Erev, and he holds, Beis Shammai holds, that when you put the Erev somewhere else, let's say you have a courtyard with five people, they made one Erev, and they put an Erev somewhere else, each one has to give an Erev according to Beis Shammai. In a regular classic case, where you have one courtyard with an Erev, each of those five, even though they became one already, unified already, they have to give an Erev each one. See, here also, if they're putting in somewhere else, they have to give an Erev each one. If they're coming to them, they don't have to. So that's what this Tana learns, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It's a whole different machlokes. So reading Psalm 1 time, when does Beis Shammai say that you need five separate Erevim from Lichas Erev Makam Achim? Bring the Erev someone else. I'm like, Reuven by its slum. The Erev came to him. Divrei HaKol, Erev Echel Kulam. Erev Echel is to one. One, you don't have to give five different Erevim. So Gemara says, Kamat Oz Lahad Tanya. This Braisa that we've had before that says Chamisha Shagavu Es Eruvim. Five people that collected an Erev in a certain courtyard. Because when Lichas Erev Makam Achim, they bring Erev to a different place. Erev Echel Kulam. One Erev for everyone. So this price is Kavan Kabesil, because Beis Shammai is arguing on this halacha. It's not exclusive to Traklin that Beis Shammai says Shita. Beis Shammai holds any time five people became unified of their Erev, when they bring it somewhere else, they need an Erev Kolecha V'Echas. This price says that one person makes the Erev for everyone is like Beis Hillel. V'Gedamri, some say even more. V'medvar Murim, when is the Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Kishore Erev V'Yatzlon? Erev came to them that Beis Hillel holds that you don't need five Erevin, and Beis Shammai holds you do need five Erevin, even when it comes to them. They brought the Erev somewhere else. They were a coil, Tzrichin Erev v'chol chabur v'chabur. Everyone agrees you need five different Erevin. So Kaman Oslo, then this following Braisa, Hodatanya that we just learned, this Braisa, Chamisha Govas Erevin, Shemichim as Erevin v'chabur, when five people collect the Erev in one courtyard, and they bring the Erev somewhere else to unify them with another courtyard, it says, Erev Echel Kulam, one person gives the Erev for all five, command like a chad. It's not like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Because here we're saying Beis Hillel holds that if you moilach Erev to Malkum Achar, you need five Erevin. So it comes out that Braisa wouldn't be like no one. But Lamaisa, we pass like that Braisa, that Chamish Govaz Erevim, you do one Erev for everyone, and that's enough. Adkan the Gemara with the Traklin. So the Mishnah Vayta, it'll be a different idea of how to make people one. The idea of the Mishnah of Traklin was that you have five separate families that could consider one house. If it doesn't have a proper mechitzos, then it's considered one house. Now we're going to have a different idea. Shaila in the next Mishnah is going to talk about if you eat somewhere, you sleep somewhere, what makes it one house? So Zok the Mishnah. You had a certain, like, we'll call it a cul-de-sac. You had a courtyard with five houses. The father built the house for every one of his sons. And they all live in the father's courtyard. And they all eat al shulchan aviyim, which we'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly. It could be only getting money from the father. But they're eating al shulchan aviyim. But Yishen Mertayim, they go to sleep in the house. They each have their own house, but they eat together. So what's the halacha? Are they unified already because they eat together? Or unless they sleep separately, they're five separate people. What's the halacha? So the Mishnah says, Tzrichin erev v'chol echa v'echad. They need an erev for each one because they're sleeping in their own house. Lefikach, im shachach echa v'hem le'irev. If one of them forgets and doesn't make an erev, one of the sons forget, doesn't make an erev, You have Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yaakov Avinu, the father, living here. And Reuben forgets to make an Erev. So it's a problem. They can't carry in the courtyard. So what do? Vatas Roshusa. He has some Vatas Roshus. Because Mamash asks. But Zokta Mishnah, this Amos Tavyan Shalich and Reuben Makamacher. That's only if there's other people in this courtyard. Besides for Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, there's fremder people in the courtyard. And they're putting the Erev in one of their houses to unify them, one of the other people's houses. If the Erev comes to the father's house, and they're putting the Erev in the father's house, or there's no one else in this chatzah besides for the kids, then ain't tzrich la'ara. You don't need the Erev. So Rashi explains from the Gemara later on that since they're all getting food from the same place, really they're considered one. The only reason they're not considered one is the other durim here, and migu that the other durim here are asering, they also ask because of the houses. So if there's, you need other people here to ask. There's no other people here, then it's mutter. Even if there's other people here, if they put the Erev by them, they're enough one that if the Erev is by them, they don't have to participate in the Erev. But if the Erev goes somewhere else, then they need a new Erev. So Zokta Gemara, what is Mashmara Mishnah? That the Ikka thing is sleeping. Because it says, yeah, like upon if the other people live here, and they all sleep in their own house, but they eat on the father's table, is that considered one or no? They're considered five different people. The Gemara has a collectors later on, Amarayim, if what's the Ikka? Mokim Pita? Or Mokim Dira? Is it sleeping the main thing? Or bread's the main thing? We eat the main thing. So Shmami, you know, you see Mokim Lina Garim, you see over here, the Ikka thing is sleeping. So Mara says, answers no. Amra Gudim Arav, Mekabli Prashonu. Really, if you eat in the same place, it's Ikka one. Here, you are getting food from the father. Since you're getting food from the father, and you're not eating there, so then you do go Basar sleeping. You do go Basar sleeping. But it does help to a certain extent that if there was no other durim there, like Tosfos speaks out. So it comes like this. They're sleeping in the house and eating in the house, but they're getting money from the father. So it's saying, therefore, if there's other durim here, it's considered five separate houses. But if they don't have any durim, even though they're eating and sleeping in the house, it's still considered one. Why? Because they're Makabe Pras. It's enough that they consider one. Read Tosfos Makabe Pras. So it says, V'afi the Mokam Pita Valina B'Vatayim comes out, they're eating and sleeping in the house. Ahani Mashal Eichel Mashal Abim. It helps what they, that they're eating from the father's money. The Maya Erev Ba'at Slum, the Erev came to them. Oy, She'eni Mam Durim, Ain't Shrich Alav, you don't need the Erev. Important Tosfos. But this whole thing, Makabe Pras, will only help if you're a father and a son. That type of idea where you have a certain Shaykhis. But the Chorim speak out, that let's say you're in a hotel and you're getting food from them, but you're eating in your room, sleeping in your room, it would not help. That would not help. What? Right, but even though you're getting food, they're getting food from them. You're getting food from one kitchen. It doesn't help because the mindset, you are your own person anyway. It has to be a ben av. You're saying because you pay for it, but the word is because of ben av. Right, what's paying for it? Right, let's say you wouldn't be paying for it. Let's say you're not paying this directly for that. It could be that it's true. They say as far as the opposite because of that. The halacha is we have before that you're shutuf in the wine, even though you don't actually made it the same erev, it's enough. If everyone paid for something, a shutuf. So if someone at in a hotel, you're like a shutuf in the food. So it's even better. Someone that the Archa Shabbos is just as far like that. Like upon them, when you get to the hotels, it's their own sugi by itself. Like upon them, yeah. So that's the Gemara says. And turn upon them. What's called a bias that makes problems that you need an error for that? So the Brisa tells us like this. Tarabonim, Mishash Le Beis Shar, someone who has a little hut where the Shomer sits there the whole day, the security guard, or a Chsadra, he has a little like a gazebo, Marpesis, a little porch that's going to someone's Chatzar, B'chas Chaveiroi, Hareze Ein Oiselov, does not Aser, because it's not called a place that's royal Adira. You can't, that can't be your house. A security hut is not enough a house. A chsadra can't be a house. And a porch can't be a house. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBaka, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOitzreis. These storehouses that store stuff for Dira, Hareza Oitzelov. And Tosfos explains that, Peheim HaBeis, that why is this Usr? Because not only is it royal Adira, but the stuff in there are useful for Dira. And Tosfos speaks out, if you didn't have any Teven in there, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't Usr. First of all, it's royal Adira. And also, it's useful for Dira. And therefore, asses on the other people in the courtyard. Rabbi Yehuda, which is how he paskin, says, Eina Oysa, it's not Aser, Ela Mokoim Dira Levad. It has to be a base Dira, it has to be a house. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maisev ben Nafcha, Shad Chomish Chatzeres B'Usha, he had five Chatzeres in Usha, they changed it to Oitzreis, which makes more sense a little bit. He had five Oitzreis B'Usha, five storehouses. Only Asa is a base dira, like Rav Yehuda says. You need a base dira. So where is that? Base dira sakadaitach? Do you mean mamash beis dira? So what's the kasha? So there's two pshatim in the Rishonim. The Tosef Sarosh learns the kasha is it's mashma a royal deer is enough, and the Mar says that royal deer is not enough. You see, a beis shar is not enough. Even and another way to learn that's really, really the way the Meiri learns. But Tosef Sarosh learns the kasha is that it's mashma royal deer even though someone doesn't live there, it's enough to ask. It's not true. You have to live there also. So it's beis dira sakadaito, which means is a royal deer enough or a beis shar enough? You have to actually live there. And that's where Paschal, who the holds, you have to actually live there to make it aser. Now, what's called actually living there? My mokim dira. What's called actually living there? Machloikis. Rava mokim pita. It's the place you eat. Veshmua mokim lina, the place you sleep. And that was machloikis I mentioned before. What's called your mokim dira? One man says where you sleep, and one man says where you eat.